Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, about New Year's resolutions. This is part one of a two-part interview.
The new year is upon us, and often people have New Year's resolutions related to improving their health. Do you have any recommendations when it comes to eating or exercise for some resolutions?
Absolutely. First of all, I have to say any resolution that you're going to make to improve your health is going to be a huge return on investment, whether it's to lose weight or to drink more water or to quit smoking. All of those things are going to benefit you significantly. One thing that we often see with resolutions is we make unrealistic resolutions. We want to lose 50 pounds. We want to quit smoking cold turkey. We want to, you know, start going to the gym 7 days a week. And I think that really sets people up for failure. So my biggest suggestion would be to make a SMART goal about a New Year's resolution. I'm going to break that down a little bit. So SMART goals are specific. So you might say, I want to drink, you know, two more glasses of water each day than I do now. They're measurable. You can track that you drank two more glasses of water. They're achievable. Everyone can do this. They are realistic. Yep. Again, something everyone can do, and they're time bound. So maybe you want to do that for 3 weeks. You want to increase your water intake by 2 glasses for 3 weeks. And then maybe after 3 weeks, you want to increase it by 4 glasses. So kind of setting out small, SMART, specific things that you can do to improve your health is a great way to get started.
And with these SMART goals, do people then build on them as the year goes on?
You know, I think that that's really an excellent way to go about a New Year's resolution, because rather than focusing on, you know, January, I'm going to get started, I'm going to change my life, it's about, you know, making these small significant changes that are going to really compound over time, so they're going to build on each other. So maybe focus, instead of saying I'm going to lose 50 pounds, say I'm going to replace one pop a day with a glass of water. You know, so if you're cutting out 150 calories in just one day, you know, over 2 weeks, you've probably lost a pound. You know, so if you do that for several weeks and that becomes part of your habit, maybe you replace another pop a day with a glass of water. And that's just going to increase your chances of success. Maybe it's, I'm going to make sure that I, you know, walk 2,000 steps a day, or I'm going to take the stairs instead of the escalator. Just some of those small, simple things that you can incorporate into your daily life are excellent ways there to achieve better health. And they're going to be things that become part of your lifestyle rather than an overwhelming goal. You know, you think about the phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right?
Right. Then they don't seem so daunting right. If you do one step at a time.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that, you know, one thing I really want to focus on, you know, if we're looking for a healthier Washington County in 2016, which is always what we're working towards, you know, making sure that everybody can be met where they're at, you know, so that these are things that are achievable, whether, you know, you go to the gym, you already eat healthy, you're already really active, or you're just starting, or you want to just improve your mobility, or you want to make sure that you are working on your balance, you know, to prevent falls. So we want people to kind of start where they're at and know that that's just a place to start.
So sometimes you don't want to necessarily compare yours to your friends.
Right. Exactly. Because everybody's starting at a different spot, and that's okay, because everybody's got different goals. And, you know, to say just because you don't look like somebody on the cover of the Sports Illustrated magazine doesn't mean that you're not healthy, doesn't mean that you aren't doing significant improvements towards your cardiovascular health and towards your overall health and reducing chronic disease.
And often with this, do you see people who improve their physical health also improve their mental health?
Absolutely. There is a lot of research that points to, you know, physical activity really helps boost that mental health. And, you know, there's that rush of endorphins, you know, that really make you happy, you know. And so they've linked you know, increased physical activity to overcoming depression. So there's just a lot of, there's a lot of good benefits to physical activity.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.